Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. At the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Donald Trump is edging ever closer to no longer being the presumptive nominee. A short time ago, the roll call of states got underway.
The great state of Alaska reports exactly as our people voted, and we support the nominee of this party, Donald J. Trump.
That's just one of the many states casting delegates for Trump. New York State is expected to take him over the threshold of the 1,237 delegate votes needed to make it official. Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions, returning to an ongoing GOP theme, said the country's off course and needs new leadership.
He has tremendous energy and strength. He is a warrior and a winner.
Among those also scheduled to speak tonight, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, House Speaker Paul Ryan, and Donald Trump's children, Tiffany and Donald Jr. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton has the backing of the nation's two biggest teachers' unions. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports leaders of the American Federation of Teachers are vowing to keep Donald Trump from winning the presidency.
Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers, told its 3,000 delegates meeting in Minneapolis that this year's election is a battle for the soul of America and its children's future. She called Republican Donald Trump a threat to civil society. The AFT's endorsement of Clinton, meanwhile, is no surprise. Clinton has promised both the AFT and the National Education Association that if elected, they'll have a seat at the table. Clinton supports higher pay for teachers and has sided with union leaders who say that kids are being tested too much. But at the NEA's meeting earlier this month, she was booed for saying that publicly funded, privately run charter schools were worth supporting. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.
Looks like the Roger Ailes era at Fox News Channel is coming to an end. Two sources at Fox News tell NPR that the Murdochs, the controlling family of parent company 21st Century Fox, are moving to oust him following charges of sexual harassment. NPR's David Folkenflik has more.
A sexual harassment lawsuit against Ailes from a former Fox News host, Gretchen Carlson, triggered an outside investigation of the accusations. Other women have since come forward. According to New York Magazine, Fox News star Megyn Kelly is among them, saying she was harassed by Ailes as a reporter a decade ago in the Fox Washington Bureau. Representatives for Ailes and the Murdochs are negotiating his departure, which would trigger a likely payout in the tens of millions of dollars. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Stronger than expected earnings from a couple of major financial firms today. Goldman Sachs says its second quarter profits totaled $1.82 billion. Results from the New York-based investment bank topping Wall Street's expectations. TD Ameritrade Holding Corporation for its latest quarter also beat analyst estimates, earning $240 million. A mixed close on Wall Street today. The Dow was up 25 points. The Nasdaq closed down 19 points. You're listening to NPR. Sweeping purges are continuing in the wake of last week's failed coup attempt in Turkey. According to the country's state-run news agency, Turkey's Ministry of Education has sacked more than 15,000 personnel for alleged involvement with a group the government claims is responsible. Turkey's Board of Higher Education requesting the resignations. The Turkish government accused the U.S.-based cleric of plotting the coup. In the coup's aftermath, thousands of judicial, police, military, and administrative personnel have been dismissed or arrested. African leaders have approved a request to send a regional peacekeeping force to South Sudan. They'll supplement the 12,000 UN peacekeepers already there. NPR's Gregory Warner reports it's a challenge for the new force.
This regional protection force of African troops will have a broader mandate to engage in combat than the UN peacekeepers who are now stationed in South Sudan. Those peacekeepers have often been criticized for staying confined to their bases instead of patrolling the streets. The AU soldiers will be able to go to where the fighting is actually happening. But this is also a more politically complex task than the AU mission, say, in Somalia, where the troops are meant to support the national army. In South Sudan, divided by ethnic civil war, the national army has itself been accused of war crimes, including torture and ethnic massacres. The AU soldiers have to enter the country without seeming to take sides. The plan now goes to the UN Security Council for approval. And a timeline. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.
Funeral arrangements have reportedly been made for two of the three law enforcement officers killed Sunday during what police have called an ambush by a lone gunman. Gavin Long, a former Marine, opened fire on police on Sunday. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.